Hey, welcome to another mini episode. I really enjoyed recording this one so much that when I went back and listened to the audio and there were issues, I could not re-record because I wanted you to get this. This is more raw, more authentic. So yeah, there are issues with the audio at certain points, but I hope you still get to enjoy it. Thank you. Hi, morning to you people. I hope you guys are doing fine. On my end, I'm a bit hungover. Is that as something as a hangover from lack of sleep? I slept at 3, doing things I shouldn't have been doing, but I will not bore you with the details. So this is turning into a diary entry for me, because there are things I'm going to say here that I really haven't written in my journal, but that is okay. I mean, this is for me, for the future me that is listening or is going to be listening. Well, how does that work? Or for the young me that needs to listen and be reaffirmed about how the choices, you know, are still valid, whether they were wrong or right, or just being goofy and everything. This week has been nice. You know, I wouldn't describe it as grand. Did things last night with friends, of course. It was nice, you know. Got to tie up some loose ends with certain friends. There are things we need to address, and I'm loving the way that turned out. I keep telling you people I have the best friend group ever, and I really appreciate those folks, like, every single day. Like, the first thing I want to address is something that has been on the top of my mind. For the longest time, the aspects of my life, I will not say which ones, but the aspects of my life I have shrinked because of other people's perception. Like, I have not really been sure how other people are going to take it. In a certain sense, it's like you wait for permission to leave certain parts of your life. And then as you grow up, you realize that you're going to have to do things regardless of whatever the world thinks. Like, the world be damned. The world can eat dust. The world can kick rocks for like here. But at the end of the day, I am going to have to do these things. I'm going to have to live regardless, because at the end of the day, it is me who pays for, you know, pays for the wrong decisions, or it's me who pays for the right ones too, you know, the wrong and right ones. But at the end of the day, I'm the one who deals with the repercussions of whatever choices I make. So at the end of the day, I think I'm choosing to live, and I'm choosing to live fully without really explaining why, oh, this is happening and this is happening. The next thing I want to speak about has something to do with something I said and was not right. I do not want to say the other person did not take it well, but it was not right. Like, me and this person were having a convo, and then out of the blue, like from the crack of whatever, but out of the blue, I start saying, you know, this person looks good, but if they looked this certain way, they would have looked better. And that sounds problematic, even for, like, not only problematic, that sounds wrong, because for someone who preaches so much body positivity and accepting people in the bodies that they are, that was very, very wrong. And it took me a while. Like, I knew I was wrong, but in defending yourself, sometimes you get lost in, I do not want to be seen, I do not want to look like a fool in accepting that I did wrong. But I did, that comment should not have been made. And yeah, but we're human beings and we're learning. I am not excusing the fact that that was wrong. I'm just saying, I have to share these parts too. You know, at the end of the day, we are all on learning experiences, and I think this is part of my learning curve. That was wrong, and I will aim to make sure I make less mistakes of that nature. The next thing is, you do not have to have an opinion. This is not for me, and maybe might be for me, but I'm learning, and I'm learning in life that you do not have to have an opinion on something. Like, sometimes there are things you're going to even know things about, but shut up. Do you understand? Like, not everything you like, someone asks you something, oh, what do you think about this? And then you pipe up. Not everything deserves an opinion. Not everything deserves a word from you. It, no matter whether it's your area of expertise, sometimes silence is usually a very, very good answer. So yeah, I feel like not everything deserves an option. Like, an opinion, sorry. Let me jump into, these were things I was supposed to talk about last week, because I was originally supposed to record this last week. I had shelved it because of cuts that I had and things that were happening all over the place. So number one, my hair is short. Yes, I cut my hair last week on Thursday. And I can tell you, the reaction has been all over the place. The people you're going to meet are going to be like, ah, you look good with short hair. And then the people you're going to meet, you're going to be like, man, you look old. Back to the comment of age. I feel like I've really been self-conscious with age. Like, sometimes I'm afraid I am aging. You know, I usually make this joke about my knees lacking brake fluid. But at the end of the day, I have really been self-conscious about growing older. If any of you understands that. But I think I've gotten to a point in my life that I understand age is a blessing. In a way, I know sometimes it is like, wow, I'm growing up. I do not want to grow up. But in certain aspects, age is a blessing to live to see another day, to live to see another year. I think I've been blessed enough to see all these years, and I want to see it from that point and keep, you know, keep celebrating life and keep celebrating whatever life gives me. So yeah, back to my hair. So you meet this people, someone is like, yo, your hair, you look very good with short hair. Then it's like, man, why did you cut off your hair? And then you realize people are going to have opinions regardless. I remember before I went to cut my hair, I nearly like asked for people's opinion. I like friends, not like anyone, but I nearly asked for opinions. And then at the last minute, I was just like, no, I want to do this. There was no reason, like, there's no inspiration behind it. If you're waiting for anything big, there was no inspiration behind it. I just felt like I was tired of hair. So I was like, let me cut this off. So I cut it off, and my God, my friends made fun of my hair the first day, but it was still fun. I did not take offense because it was so funny. Those fools are heavenly. So in that, I think one of the things I also learned and is reaffirmed is the fact that you're going to have to do things. You know, everyone is going to view things their own way. There's this part in the Four Agreements. I don't know if you've read the Four Agreements, but there's one that is saying, do not take things personally. I think that is what it says. And in anything, like everything someone is going to say about you is about them. Like every single thing someone, every single comment, someone is going to be like, yo, you look like this. It is a reflection of things that they're insecure about or things that they need to work on. And I think it has nothing to do with everyone. Every single one of us is projecting. If I saw someone and they're wearing pink, and I am not confident in myself enough to wear pink, I'll be like, yo, why are you wearing pink? You know, a guy should not be wearing pink. That has more to do with me than the other person. That person just chose an outfit and decided to rock it. So at the end of the day, everything someone is going to do has nothing to do with you. It has to do with the other person. So I'm reaffirmed in saying, in me cutting my hair, everyone is going to have an opinion. The only right opinion is mine. Did I want to cut my hair? Yes. Do I regret it? No. At the end of the day, I want to see how my hair grows back. So that is it. Some of this I'm not going to say because they look a bit aged. The other thing I learned, this is from last week, was the world does not owe me anything for healing. I don't like not healing in the sense of the world. But I think for the longest time, I thought that if I worked on myself, maybe the quality of people life was sending my way. That sounds wrong, but stay with me. The quality of people life was sending my way would change, or, you know, certain things I would not be encountering certain things. But you realize in healing, in a journey of you know, finding yourself and all of these things, you are on this journey alone. It is going to help you to know how to react to certain things and become less reactive. It is going to help you in dealing with other people, like external factors. It gives you better coping mechanisms for external factors, but it does not exclude you from those factors. The world is still going to be the same environment. You're going to still meet the same people. Nobody owes me healed people because I'm on a journey of healing. Nobody owes me self-aware people because I am becoming more self-aware. Everyone is dealing with their things from their own, like in their own capacity. I don't think I have a right to rush people into feeling things they do not feel yet, because I believe everyone else gets there in their own journey, in their own time. But yeah, nobody owes you healed people. Nobody owes you self-aware people. Nobody owes you the right people. Your old lessons, like if someone talks to you negatively, you ask yourself, why didn't this sit right with me? You know, so at the end of the day, I don't think anybody owed me healed people. And nobody's going to owe me self-aware people. Another thing is, I went for a debate. Peterson, one of my friends, Peterson, dragged me for a debate. And I really found myself really enjoying it. I made this resolution earlier on, I think in the year, where I was like, there are things I do not debate on. Like, the only reason I went for that was because it's one of those interactive ones where, you know, it's more fun than more life-changing. I realized with debates, and this is from other people, things I've heard from other people, debates do not change the other person's opinion. You just reinforce whatever they were thinking, because they're going to be fighting so hard to maintain whatever opinion they have. So at the end of the day, debates are not helping anyone. They're not helping me. They're not helping the other person. The person will want to reinforce their viewpoint in life. And they're going to feel insulted because I'm trying to convince them otherwise. You know, I feel like people will change in their own time. So debates are not that effective. But I really enjoyed debating, like, in the fun scale of things. It really was fun. It helped me blow off steam. Because that week was one of the stressful ones. Really stress. Yeah. I told you people I cut my hair. So in cutting my hair, I cheated on my barber. Yes. If it's a lady listening to this, just know men usually have the same barber for years on end. Yeah, I've had the same barber for like 3 years. I think when I came to campus, I started with this barber and then grew comfortable. So they just know if I come into the barber shop, just know what I want. However, in the past week, while going there, I wanted a short haircut. I did not want anything special. So I go and then the barber is gone. And then I'm like, yo, but since this guy is here and he can still do my hair, why not just let him do my hair? So I let this person do my hair. And the whole time we're conversing and this person is so nice. Like, I've seen this person in the barber shop before, but you know how you perform, you form opinions on people. I was like, you know, he does not look like the nicest person. I just did not think, yeah, you know, they're a nice person. And then we start conversing and then we talk so much. And then I'm like, you know, you should not judge books from the cover. But anyway, I'm still going to judge books from the cover anyway. So, so me and this guy cuts my hair. We talk. We talk for like 20 minutes, whatever. I finish and then, yeah, where was this going? This was going, I cheated on my barber and I did not regret it. Like, this new person was, you know, good. And I just wanted my hair short. Anyway, what else? Yes, the other thing was we were having a debate. Like, one of the debates I went to featured talks on abortion. And for the longest time, I have really been like, you know, I support abortion. I support whatever anyone wants to do with their body. Because I believe at the end of the day, even if I tell you not to do things with your body, you're going to do them regardless. So I would rather have someone who tells me, I feel bad because I did this, than have a friend who is going to hide parts of themselves from me because they feel ashamed over what they did. So I want to create that safe environment, safe space whereby someone feels like they can tell me anything. And generally, I feel like women should just have autonomy over their bodies. So if she wants to abort, if she wants to keep the baby, I feel like it should have nothing to do with me. So in that discussion, we had the first debate, got done, and then while going somewhere else, I met with some of the people who were part of this debate. So we started going through it again, and we started talking about it, you know, and here I am. I told you I do not debate, but here I was trying to convince people why we should leave autonomy to people who give birth. And then later something hits me, and then I'm like, yo, am I going to hell for supporting abortion? I'm like, what? I legit sat in it for some moments. It just hit me out of the blue. I'm like, Lord, am I going to go to hell because I supported abortion? And then it comes back to the issue of, but at the end of the day, if I told people not to abort and they're still going to abort, do you understand? It has nothing to do with me. And then I'm like, Lord, this is one of those things I am making peace with. I can only support people and love people from the capacity you have given me. And in this space, it is telling me whatever faculties I have, my brain, consciousness and everything, is telling me it is not up to me. And some things are frankly not my business, and I choose to stand in that. So in supporting and all of this, I thought, I was like, maybe I'm going to hell for supporting abortion and maybe the LGBTQ and everything. But at the end of the day, I think just people are going to do whatever they want. Shame has been weaponized in the sense of, if you're going to feel shame about it, you're not going to tell another person. And then it becomes a cycle of things you hide and everything. And I feel life should be lived, you know. if it is a mistake you do, like if abortion to you feels like a mistake you made, I feel like you get to own it and also being like, be like, this is something I did. If you feel like you cannot take care of a kid at a particular point, then I think you should be afforded the option of doing whatever you want with your body. And I understand the whole argument that goes into, oh, but this is a formed being. A sperm would be a being then, at the end of the day, you understand? And even in, I have kids and I would want them to come into the world, but what are we bringing them into? How many kids are orphans? How many kids are all of these things? But yo, let me not start getting into that debate because I'm going to veer off. The next thing is, I keep agreeing to plans and then wait for people to cancel them, then proceed to enjoy them. It's like this, let me explain. So a friend reaches out, person A reaches out, they're like, hi, how are you doing, Lionel? I'm like, I'm fine. Are you in your room? Yes. Do you have plans for later? I'm like, no. They're like, oh, can we, you know, go here and here and here? I'm like, fine. And then I sit, like, if they tell me I'm going to pick you up at 5, I'll sit there, legit, like, prepared and everything, ready for them to cancel at the last minute so that I can go and sleep. That is how. Maybe I am aging. Just because I sit there and I'm like, you know, I do not want to go here. No, I want to go. Like, legitly, I want to go. But there's a part of me that is also like, but do I really have to go? So, yeah, that is also has been happening to me a lot. I keep saying yes to plans while waiting for the other person to cancel at the last minute. Places I do not want to go. These are for places I want to go. For places I do not want to go, I do not say yes. Do not even bother saying yes. Do not try. And people know, places I do not want to go, I do not go. But these are even the places I want to go. Someone will invite me for a party or something that is fun. And I'll be like, okay, fine. And I'll dress up and wait for them to cancel at the last minute. Maybe I really am edging. This next one is a bit silly. Just know, if you're arguing with me, you're going to lose either way. If I'm arguing about it, I'm either very passionate about it or I do not care. Yes, that is a... Is that a toxic trait? But it is a trait I have. I'm going to argue. I will go the world and over for something I either am very passionate about or do not care about. In the sense of sometimes I'm just arguing to spite you. So at the end of the day, be very, very careful. And I'm going to leave that argument and I'm going to leave that there. You understand? Like, I'm going to detach and leave whatever argument we left there. So 2 days from now, you're going to see me and think of me as someone who's, you know, just arguing with you, or you're going to think I still do not like you because we had a difference of opinions. While I do not care, I have arguments in the moment, get done with them. Namalizana nazo hapo. Another thing is, this is the last one. Yeah, this one has been long enough, I do know. Another thing is, oh no, this is the second last one. There's one nice one I'm keeping for last. I'm keeping the nice things for last. Dealing with someone in the service industry is tough. Because why am I interpreting this person being nice as them trying to say more? So I went somewhere. I'm not going to tell you whatever cafe it was. But someone was very nice. Like, they're like, oh, are you okay? And everything. And then I did not know I interpret this as, wow, this person must want more. Some of us just need to heal. I think we'll do our healing. Pole pole. But yeah, that is something that happened. The last thing I need to say, I saved the best for last, is get your joy from whatever you get your joy from. Yes, that is anything you get your joy from. Get your joy from whatever you get your joy from. At the end of the day, life is not short. Life is beautiful. A whole day is long enough. Do you understand? Life is long. 24 hours is enough time for you to do everything you want to do. But at the end of the day, get joy from whatever. If something gives you joy, do you understand? Yes, some things are going to come with guilt, but if you get joy from things, please just focus on the joy. Do you understand? You know, sometimes it's not that whole, you know, big of a deal. The next thing I was forgetting, lastly, I am picking up some things. There are things I used to do that used to work for me, but I stopped doing them. One of them is, if I do not like a situation, I address it with whoever is involved. Like, if you did something to me that I did not like, I'll come to you and tell you. I would not talk to it about it to a third party. And I feel like I have veered. Like, of late, I talk to third parties about something someone else did. Well, I did not choose to do that. Another thing is, if I come to your place and I do not like it, I will not trash, because at the end of the day, you're not, in charge of giving me, okay, you're in charge of giving me a very good experience. But I'm like, at the end of the day, you might not know how I interpret something. You might do something that is nice. I interpret it as, you know. So at the end of the day, everything that happens in Rome will have to stay in Rome. Get your joy from whatever you get your joy from. Bye-bye. And have an amazing week.